The Cape Breton Regional Municipality's new call-to-haul heavy garbage program already has bookings into the hundreds. As of May 1st, changes to the municipality's heavy garbage operations took effect, with the annual pickup model now replaced with a free call-to-haul program. For no cost, residents can now schedule a pickup at any time of the year for 5 large bulk items per appointment. CBRM Communications Manager Christina Lamy says hundreds of residents have already signed up for the program.
The numbers as of the end of the day on Monday were about 500 participants had signed up to have their call-to-haul appointment booked. And we're expecting that the number will continue to climb at a bit of a steady rate for the next little while as the service gets rolling. And we can take bookings into weeks and many weeks ahead. So people can choose, you know, even looking further ahead into June or July if they want to book then.
She says the municipality was not surprised by the amount of people who have already signed up.
We anticipated that the program would be quite popular. Everybody always has things they need to get out. These large objects, this can save a lot of people time and money going to the waste management facility with these objects.
She also shared some advice for residents to keep the operation running smoothly.
One of the things that we're experiencing is that the high call volume coming to 311 of people with questions. We've set up the online form. So when you go in to book your date for call to haul, there's an opportunity in there to also add questions about other items or items you're not sure about. Use that form mostly. It's a lot quicker for our people to get back to people by through the form rather than a phone call. But of course, if you need to make a phone call, do so. But it just keeps things, a conversation takes a lot longer sometimes than a quick email exchange.
Lamy says residents no longer need to feel a sense of urgency to discard items.
It's a kind of a service you don't have to, you know, focus only on the end of spring here. You can look at it towards the summer as well if you have anticipation of a project that you might be doing later and need to have some objects removed. It's definitely a lot more flexibility than a one-time a year event.
Meanwhile, the municipality has instituted tipping fees at waste management facilities in North Sydney and on Spar Road in Sydney. CBRM Director of Public Works John Phelan discussed the new rules at the sites.
Basically, business as usual, except if you're taking anything in that's within 100 kilograms, there's just a straight $5 fee. And if you have anything over 100 kilograms, which is, you know, pretty heavy, about 200 pounds, there's a tonnage charge of $80 a ton or $8 per 100 kilograms.
He spoke about the traffic they saw at the Spar Road facility leading up to the addition of tipping fees.
Yeah, it hasn't been overly busy. We, on Saturday, I think we had about 300 go through, so which is over and above what we normally have on our busiest day, which is Saturday. But it hasn't been really overly busy. We've been not having any problems handling the flow that's going through there.
CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark has previously said he hopes the new rules will help limit trash left in front of homes and deter illegal dumping. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.